What is up, everyone? This is the greatest travel podcast in the universe, possibly. And today, we are time traveling because I look back and a lot of crazy shit has happened. I was looking at the year 2000 and it felt not as long ago as it is. And I started thinking like, oh my God, like a lot of nuts has happened. Absolute nuts. So I'm going to go back in time, kind of like Marty McFly in Back to the Future to visit 2000 Fraser. I'm not going to try and bang my mom or anything like Marty did, but yeah, let's get into me visiting the year 2000. Hey, 2000 Fraser. What are you doing? Listening to music. Oh, wow. What kind? R. Kelly. Oh, yeah. You can't listen to him anymore. I know it's a new album, but you just can't. That album is actually equally really disgusting. So you definitely cannot listen to that one. Anyone else you like? Listen to anyone? Oh, Diddy. P. Diddy? No, we just call him Diddy now, not P. Diddy. But you can. Yeah, he's out as well. I know. He's great. I mean, his music. I won't get into it. It's just while we're at it, no more Michael Jackson. Bill Cosby's out too. But no more questions. I have a travel blog now. Don't go. Why would you want to go to New York? Don't go to New York for a couple of years. Just some really bad stuff happens next year. So just, I don't want to stress you out. Just avoid New York. I'm sorry. It's crazy. Anything else? The woman who framed Emmett Till, she came clean. So that's good news. A little bit later on, there's this thing called Pokemon Go happens where people just chase Pokemons in real life. And it's very odd. That was kind of like a thing. Disney ruined Star Wars. So that happens. Facebook becomes a thing in social media. What's that? It's basically, I don't even know how to explain Facebook. It's like you can have all your friends on that computer that you have. Yeah, it makes a bunch of noise like the internet. It gets a lot crazier. You can actually have the internet on your phone now. Yeah, there's smartphones. You have everything you want on your phone. You don't need to dial up. Your mom doesn't break into your room when you're trying to get on the Wi-Fi. Oh, you don't have Wi-Fi right now, do you? You just plug into wall. So soon Wi-Fi is like, this is, I'm not going to try and explain it to you. It's exciting. What else? A China president became president for life. He did that. And it's kind of not unlike the dictator in Canada right now. He just made up what his elections were. A 15-year-old Swedish girl. She became the world's leader in climate change, but nothing's changed. No one seems to care. Even though there's wildfires, we have a thing called wildfire season in California and in BC, your home province, where just every summer there's nonstop fires for the last quite a long time. I almost burned down your friend's house. Simmer was a hero. He actually put out the fire with like a hose and a shovel. He protected his house. Real legend. Donald Trump becomes president. Yeah. 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 He even said terrible things and did terrible things. Not unlike potentially Diddy. He's actually under trial, where Diddy is not under trial. Yet Trump can become president and Diddy is just in really hot water. I know it's interesting. Racism's still alive. Yeah, I know. I don't know what to tell you. School shootings. Those are a thing. So now it's just, what do I mean? Yeah, so people just walk into school and shoot children is what I mean. Quite often, actually. Are we doing anything to stop it? No. Give up guns? No, not happening. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. So no, we just keep on shooting kids and just people in malls or whatever. Yeah, it's an interesting time. A civilian woman, she wanted to become an actress and be in the public eye and be like a queen of acting. She became a princess, but then she decided she didn't want to be a princess anymore. So that was kind of interesting. People started planking where you just laid flat on stuff and you took a picture and people were like, look at me planking. There's a white version of the Harlem Shake that is awful. Not like the cool version of the Harlem Shake. People do like a white version of the Harlem Shake. It's terrible. There's a gorilla named Harambe. Never mind. It's hard to get into. There was an awful guy named Kony in Africa. And people in the USA pretended they really cared about it for like 2 or 3 months. And then they just went back to not caring about anything that didn't happen in their neighborhood, unless it hit their finances. So that kind of, it was interesting for a bit. They made a couple of documentaries. People cared. Yeah. 2017, they said there was going to be a solar eclipse that would never happen again. But then this year it happened again. So I just don't know what they're doing there. Seems like a lot of lies. We've made pictures of trading cards and paintings, but on the internet. No, you can't hold them. It's just like it's in your computer. Yeah, but it's a trading card and it's worth money and paintings. So you just keep them in your computer. You can't hold them or anything like that, but you just look at them. I don't know how to explain that to you very well, but we had our first black president, and then Republicans just blamed everything on him, which is interesting. Yeah, you can imagine how that went. He did really good, I thought. I mean, no one's really done a great job on either side, so it is what it is. Now everyone's more split than ever, which is crazy. Yeah, it doesn't get better, just more split. CNN, which we used to kind of like pay attention to, now it's the worst. Yeah, replace Fox News is the absolute dumbest thing on the internet, which again, you're still figuring out the internet. Remember how we make CDs? Now you just have CDs in your computer, which is on your phone. So that's really exciting. No more burning CDs. I know you love burning CDs, but yeah. See, the stock market crashed. So in 2009 or 2008, take all your money out. But then once the stock market crashes, put everything back in and buy low. So if you remember to do that, yeah, now it happens again. Then the housing market crashed in 2009. So do that with banks, invest in banks after that happens. And then the stock market kind of like, I guess it all crashed. Yeah, it did. It all crashed. We'll get more on that. It happens again. Yeah, I'll explain. Yeah, there's a virus that killed a lot of people just a couple of years ago. Yeah, it was a lot like the flus that kind of went around, like bird influenza happening, then this. It's called COVID. It shut down the world, a lot of the world, for 2 years, and we're still actually, suicides are way up from it. Cost of living is way up. We still have the harms going on from this, and the market crashed again. So kind of back to square one. So it's kind of crazy. And we have two now mini world wars happening. It's always been kind of happening, but now it's like getting worse. So like Ukraine is getting invaded by Russia. The Gaza Strip is like at its peak, I want to say. I could be wrong. I guess it's been at its peak a few times, but it's not good. I know it's a lot of negativity. A hurricane wiped out New Orleans. A tsunami took out a lot of Southeast Asia with 100 feet waves. I know it sounds awful. What, you're going to church to pray this all doesn't happen and just pray for what church? Yeah, Catholic Church. So about Catholic Church, it's just a lot changes. You may just want to hold off on that. It's not blasphemy. I don't mean to be blasphemy, but just a lot of opinions seem to change over the next 20 years, especially being Canadian, Native American, or even like a young boy at one time. Nothing happened to you, thankfully, but a lot of stuff comes out, let's just say. So I know. Well, I know. Go do what else you like to do just to take stress out, since you can't listen to music, or go to church, or watch basketball. Sure. Who's playing? Oh, it's Kobe. Yeah, he's great to watch, isn't he? He's one of your favorite players to watch. Yeah. Just enjoy him then. he kind of turns into a bit of a grumpy guy in a little while, and some stuff happens to him, but I think just appreciate what you're watching now. I won't ruin what happens there. 2024, I'm sure we'll turn it around. I mean, human trafficking is at an all-time high. No, we're not putting money towards that. I mean, we canceled student loan debts over and over. So maybe somehow that'll help. I don't know. Oregon actually legalized drugs, then made them illegal again. So that was kind of like a unique, fun thing to read. Marijuana is legal, which is interesting. Yeah. Any questions? The NFL draft's coming up. 2000 NFL draft. I don't think anything happens. Let me look at my notes. Pick one, nothing. No. Pick two, no. Yeah, I mean, pick three, no. Nothing crazy. I looked at the first six QBs picked, and there isn't anything of note. I don't even see a number seven. Oh. So there's a guy named Tom Brady, who I know. He's in Michigan. He wasn't a full-time starter. Just trust me. Bet on him a lot. Anything else? What did Brad and Jennifer name their kids? Brad ends up ditching Miss Wholesome America, and he goes with Billy Bob Thornton's ex, who's got her name tattooed. His name tattooed on her. Yeah, Angelina Jolie. They're together. Well, now they're not together. It's its own thing. Hillary and Bill are still together too. Hillary actually ran for president. She lost to Donald Trump. I don't know, maybe no more questions. How about that? I think just enjoy. I don't know how to end this podcast. This is crazy, right? Like just going, I left out a ton. What does the next 20 years hold? I think if we learn anything from this to make this happy, enjoy every single day because we truly don't know what could happen next. All this crazy stuff happened. You never know it's your time. So take that trip, move to Costa Rica. I am. Quit that terrible 9-to-5 job and go do something you want to do. Money is fictional. We've already, in the last 14 years, we've lost all of it twice. So, I mean, you think, oh, it's scary to put our money, to not have our money in the bank and not have XYZ or retirement funds. Well, no, what is scary? Like not enjoying every moment of your life and just saving for the future. Still save for the future, but don't do it at the expense of tomorrow too much, because he truly, tomorrow isn't promised. So if you think you have time, you don't. I'm Fraser LeBay. This is the greatest travel podcast in the universe. Possibly. Sorry for a weird one, but this came into my head and I had to talk about it. InspireTravelEat.com. Enjoy your whatever time of day it is.